It's fun.
All right. No funny intro today. Let's get down to business. Down to the brass tacks.
That's what I like to hear. Straight to it.
And the business that we're talking about today is business.
The biz.
Downtown Knoxville businesses specifically. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, hey, Ryan, you talk about that all the time. What difference does it make today? What's so special? Well, today we're talking about some of the most recent businesses that have come to downtown Knoxville and some that are coming up soon. Because I think these unique concepts that are planned for the city can really give us an idea about a direction that the city might be heading.
Yeah, and a lot of these businesses that we're going to talk about today, we've mentioned in the past, like the proposed Smokies Baseball Stadium, as well as some smaller shops that are opening in Market Square, Old City area.
Yeah, and these shops are not the types of shops that I would have expected to see 3 or so years ago when I moved here. Obviously, downtown has grown a lot during that time. And with that, I think it has become more of a destination type of town, more of a tourist draw. And what we're seeing now is we're seeing, I think, a lot of businesses that are attractive, perhaps, to tourists. And so we're going to talk about what those businesses are, what that possibly could mean if Knoxville becomes more of a tourist destination than it already is, and whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. So before we get started, I want to remind everyone that the Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by KnoxNews.com, where you can find everything we discuss here on the show and more. Knox News relies on support from readers and listeners to provide you compelling stories from Knoxville and across East Tennessee. Subscribers get an all-access pass to all of our premium exclusive content. And to become a subscriber, it's easy. Just visit knoxnews.com/subscribe to see our latest offer and sign up today.
Just like you mentioned, Ryan, a lot of these businesses are ones that we never really saw or could place here in Knoxville 4+ years ago. They're not really essentially scruffy, I guess. They do have sort of a new flavor, a new take on what, you know, Knoxville could be transforming into.
Right. And we've had a whole podcast before about whether or not Knoxville is still scruffy. And we've talked about, yeah, I think even as recently as last week, about how much that definition has changed over the years. Of course, we're the scruffy stuff. We're still scruffy here. But, you know, like you said, some of these businesses are not. And that's not to say it's a good or a bad thing. It's just a thing. It's different. But like I said, this is the Scruffy Stuff after all, a podcast about all the news happening in and around downtown Knoxville. We should introduce ourselves. I'm Ryan Willis, urban life writer at Knox News.
And I'm Callum Mattis, photojournalist here at Knox News. And hopefully by the end of this podcast, we're not going to be calling ourselves the Post Scruffy Stuff.
No, Knoxville is still scruffy. I'll go ahead and say that right now. But there are these businesses. And so let's go ahead and jump right into them. A couple that immediately stand out to me that I think tell us a little something about maybe the direction of Knoxville. We're going to talk about the, let's see, the west side of Market Square. You have Proper Popcorn, which already had a location, but is open to Market Square location. You have Rocket Fizz, which is coming soon. It's like a soda pop and candy shop. And you have Fruit Jar Alley, which is a southern boutique, but the owner is has a location, I believe, in Sevier County and is married to the guy from the Moonshiner Show. And there's obviously, when you go into the store, there's a section of that stuff. Right off the bat, I think that is just catering to tourists. I don't know if that's necessarily their intention with what they're doing, but I have a hard time believing that specifically the Proper Popcorn and the Rocket Fizz, you're going to be getting your everyday local downtown people who live down there, people who hang out down there a lot. Those types of people coming in.
Yeah, it's kind of a cutesy thing that you go to when you're touristing somewhere else, mainly like a place like Gatlinburg, dare I say.
It's like the beach with saltwater taffy for me.
Perfect.
But I mean, I think that's a fair analogy, right?
I
mean,
I think so.
Like a candy shop in the middle of Market Square. How many kids are just on the average weekend are going through Market Square? I know we've talked about before Market Square maybe is the more family destination of downtown Knoxville. But still, I mean, I have a hard time believing that there's enough kids living downtown. And that's another thing. I mean, I would be interested to look at the stats on how many children actually live downtown, because it is more of a young professional type people that live downtown, retirees that buy condos down there. I mean, if you have a kid, you usually typical family, whatever that means, is usually out in the suburbs or has a home. You know, you want that space for your kid. So it doesn't seem to me like a locals destination.
Yeah, when Rocket Fizz announced that they were opening and then this popcorn shop too, it reminded me, like, not too long ago, Knoxville Chocolate Company,
right,
which was over there in World's Fair Park area, they had moved to downtown and they didn't last very long.
Right.
And that was a local chocolate or candy shop, we could say. But they didn't last too long. But somebody out there has a vision or has a belief that this could become profitable, that they could stay open and bring this kind of business to Market Square.
Right. And we should have a story on Rocket Fizz over at Knox News. If not now when you're listening, I'm sure soon. Have you peeked in there, by the way? It actually is really cool. I will go in there, and that's what I think is going to happen. You have people go in there once that are locals.
Yeah, I'm going to go in there, take a pee, probably buy some chocolate, and then I can't see myself going to a place like that again.
Right. And this is not, and I don't think we're saying that as a negative thing.
No.
I mean, I don't think this is, and we're not trying to discourage anybody from going in there whatsoever. Of course, we love, you know, businesses to be successful in downtown Knoxville. But I think that, yeah, I mean, somebody has this vision that's going to work. And I have to think that part of that vision has to be, you know, people.
They see a market here for that.
But yeah, but not for locals, but for people that are coming through Knoxville.
Exactly.
I think it is becoming more of a tourist destination. And of course it is. I mean, it's, if you don't like Gatlinburg, which there are plenty of reasons that you might not want to visit Gatlinburg if you're traveling to the Smokies, like from out of state, Knoxville is a bigger city than Gatlinburg. But in a way, to outsiders, it might be a little bit more low key. I think people that know about Tennessee, especially people, at least from my experience, having lived in North Carolina, you knew about Nashville and you knew about Gatlinburg because you hit Gatlinburg before you get to Knoxville. It was such a big destination in East Tennessee. Knoxville, I didn't know much about as an outsider until I drove through here, unless I was going to Nashville and I passed it and I pulled off the exit and explored Knoxville a little bit, which only happened like one or two times. But
right. And you mentioned those two places. And what are they known for? Gatlinburg is known as family vacation destination, of course, the Smokies as well. But then Nashville is known for country music and
bachelorette parties.
And yeah, a lot of that tourism.
Yeah, tourism for sure.
And perhaps I think with this trend that we're seeing, Knoxville is becoming known as a destination spot as well, because it's not Gatlinburg and it's not Nashville. It's kind of that in between right now.
Right. And we're going to get to a few things here in a second that I think are going to be the big draws that maybe bring tourists here. But these businesses, I want to keep going with some of these. These are ones that I think, I had a story the other day about little guys, I put that in quotes, can compete with the portfolio players, also in quotes, in the downtown Knoxville restaurant scene. Essentially, that you know, there's these people that are trying to start up as entrepreneurs, but is there room for them in the market in downtown with people like a Jim Clunaris or people like a Scott West, who have such a big footprint already in downtown that own multiple concepts? And I talked with Harold Goldston, which he is the owner of Knoxbox Karaoke, and actually was a little bit of an inspiration for this podcast. We had a whole conversation a little bit about the tourist draw, and he was comparing downtown Knoxville a little bit, comparing it somewhat to a mall. You have the anchor stores. You have the stuff that brings you downtown, the Sears, the Dillard's, the JCPenney's, whatever the equivalent of those would be in downtown Knoxville. But people go to visit those, but they walk around and they check out the little shops. And so that's kind of what we're talking about right now. Like, there's plenty of reasons that people might want to come to Knoxville. They might want to come to see a UT football game. They might want to come to see a concert. We're going to talk about the baseball stadium here in a little bit and the impacts that could have. But there's some of these businesses, I think, that are capitalizing on these big draws and are popping up knowing that there's people from out of town that are going to be coming around here. Because, I just can't see a local going routinely and regularly to a popcorn or a candy shop.
No. And some of these places could be Fat Tuesdays.
Perfect example.
They originally from Louisiana, and they saw this market opportunity here in downtown Knoxville to bring a location to Gay Street.
Right.
And they've been doing phenomenally well every time I'm past there.
Anecdotally, and just from what I've seen, I would have to agree. It's always people in there.
And then, you know, as well, the scooters, you know, that's a draw for people as well. That's fun.
Well, it's interesting because we looked at the scooters on a somewhat recent episode, and the data, I can't remember the exact numbers, but a majority of the people that were riding those scooters had area codes outside of 865. Of course, the university and the students there might skew that data a little bit, but it was showing that at least people outside of Knoxville or the 865 area were coming in and using these scooters, which you would think would be tourists. So, yes, those have a draw as well. And to go back to Fat Tuesday, kind of the same thing as a candy shop. It's like a candy shop for adults, in my opinion. I mean, or there might be some regulars who come in and try the daiquiris and come there often. Maybe people that are from Louisiana and love that brand down there and wanted to, and you know, now that we have one in Knoxville, are making the most of it. But I just can't imagine myself, as much as I love those daiquiris, having, you know, regularly going to Fat Tuesday as somebody who lives here. To
I don't know, man. Hey, slow down. You were there like 5 days in a row.
That's because I was always out with different friends who wanted to try it, and I was like, well, I guess I'll show you the ropes. But daiquiris are not something you drink every day, unless you're from New Orleans, maybe. It's a little bit of a novelty, and it's a lot to drink. They're kind of, I mean, somewhat pricey too. Not for what you're getting, but right. It's not something that you want to spend that much money on all the time. And that's another reason I think, hey, Fat Tuesday, great for tourists. But I think it's important to talk about what we mean by tourists. Because I think when you think tourists, you think people coming from out of state, people coming from North Carolina, Kentucky, wherever. I think for the sake of this podcast, I think you consider Farragut even tourists. Because here's why.
Sure.
I know people who grew up in Farragut and who have told me, the only time that I came downtown was if there was a big show, there was some sort of anniversary or big event and we wanted to go out for dinner for, or the University of Tennessee football game. And even the specific person that I'm thinking of that would come down for the football games, they would just park downtown, walk to the football game, and then leave. So these things that we've talked about so far, these smaller draws, or these smaller businesses that people might walk by whenever they're, you know, coming to town for whatever reason, the Rocket Fizz, the Fat Tuesdays, all this stuff, those could be a big draw to people who are just, you know, coming in, you know, on the weekend from out of, you know, from Farragut or from wherever in East Tennessee. So I don't think tourists just have to be out of state. I think we have to think about, you know, these businesses can be attractive to, you know, East Tennesseans that aren't, you know, spending time in Knoxville every day. And we're going to talk a little bit later on about whether, you know, whether this Knoxville becoming more of a tourist destination is a good or a bad thing. I think whenever we, you know, talk about that, we need to make sure that we're realizing that that's not just, we're not just talking about, you know, big tourists, you know, people that are coming here and staying overnight, staying multiple days on vacation. Could be a tourist destination in the sense that, you know, Knoxville is becoming more of a place that people nearby want to do a weekend trip or just want to come into town on a Friday night more so than maybe they did before.
I want to jump off of something that you just mentioned is people come from the suburbs or the far outskirts of Knoxville
right.
for a show or a game or something like that. And if this proposed Smokies baseball stadium were to come, you're not only going to have baseball games, you're going to have soccer, you're going to have concerts, you're going to have live performances, who knows what. It's right. going to be a multi-use stadium, and there's going to be such a diversity of things coming through there. You're going to get all sorts of people coming here, probably from out of state too, but you know, this is going to be something that all Knoxville will take advantage of, I believe. And I think along with that stadium and some other developments that would pop up around there, that could spur Old City and downtown Knoxville into a new direction and kind of see some of those businesses that we see in Market Square, not necessarily a popcorn shop, but some of those more touristy catered businesses pop up around that area.
Perfect example. There's a Fat Tuesday at the Battery, at the Braves Stadium. Okay, there's people coming from all over to watch these Braves games, and they have a Fat Tuesday there. Of course, they have Open Container there, which is a whole different discussion. I'm pretty sure you can walk around the Battery with your drink. But, you know, I think that is a example of something that tourists would like because it's something you don't have in every city, right? A daiquiri bar that's unique. And so I think that would make sense. You know, something, I'm not saying a daiquiri bar, another daiquiri bar is going to pop up. But I think that just shows you that around baseball stadiums, if you look at the Battery, of course, that's Major League Baseball, but they have some of those tourist draws.
Yeah. And Ryan, you had just written this this kind of a breaking story recently this week.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I had it first.
Yeah. There's a proposed hotel that wants to commit to building downtown in Old City right there next to Barley's only if this proposed baseball stadium is built. That tells me that there are developers out there that are ready to make that investment, and they are just waiting for the right time, for the stars to align.
The interesting thing is, I talked to Nick Patel, who is president of Turkey Creek Hospitality, TCH. They own 7 hotels. In fact, Nick told me that this isn't even going to be his first hotel that he's done in Tennessee next to a baseball stadium. He did the he worked with a group out of Chattanooga to bring a hotel across from the Memphis Redbird Stadium, and he currently owns, I believe, Turkey Creek does the Hampton Inn across from the current Smoky Stadium. And so I was talking to him, and I was like, this guy's got to have some expertise. I mean, he sees the types of people to stay at these hotels, and he was telling me, you know, the baseball fans, especially, I mean, for minor league, we're talking about specifically, tend to be more local. What he was most excited about with this hotel possibility with the baseball stadium coming is the other stuff that you mentioned, the concerts. He thinks the concerts could draw some people from out of town. He thinks, you know, when the baseball stadium comes, you're going to see Old City get so much extra development that people that are business travelers who want to be immersed in downtown Knoxville, that don't want to just, you know, go to their conference and go to bed, people that want to have that downtown experience while they're here for business, that hotel would make sense. And so, yeah, I mean, Old City could become more of a touristy area than it is right now. I don't think it is really at all right now. In fact, I think it's the opposite. I think it's probably one of the more local areas of downtown Knoxville, if not the most local.
I agree.
And so once that baseball stadium comes, I'm not saying baseball is going to drive, you know, it as a tourist destination, but Nick Patel seemed to think that everything that comes with it definitely could bring people from out of town. And yeah, and so the no baseball stadium, no hotel, Nick said, but he's just excited about, you know, what that can mean. And then thinking about the baseball stadium right now in Kodak, I mean, the people that go to those games, like Nick said, you know, minor league baseball fans tend to be local. Those people that love the Smokies that have been going to games that maybe live closer to Kodak, are they going to travel to Knoxville to follow their team? I think a lot of the fans will. And then so that's going to make, you know, downtown Knoxville even more of a destination, again, for tourists, but not out-of-state tourists, for tourists of, you know, people that live in East Tennessee that want to catch maybe a Friday night game, stay in a hotel, explore Knoxville on Saturday, or maybe just, you know, drive in on Friday, drive in on a Saturday earlier in the day and walk around, explore some of the businesses, especially with there not being a parking structure for that baseball stadium. We've talked about that before, about how much foot traffic there's going to be, because people are going to have to park down in State Street Garage or park down in Market Square and walk to the stadium. And when you have a bunch of, you know, locals walking past your business, it's totally different. You got to think about as a business owner, as opposed to when you have a bunch of people that are in town that aren't as familiar with Knoxville
walking in town just for the afternoon or the evening.
Yeah, or the weekend. I do want to go back to Fat Tuesday and for a second, because I talked about how they were in the Battery in Atlanta and how there was open container there and you could walk around with your beverage. There was that push for that for a little bit from specifically Scott West wanting to make Market Square sort of a open container area.
I think that push is definitely going to be coming back again in the future.
I think so too. And I think that is a push that would definitely attract tourists.
Yeah.
And especially if you do it in Market Square, because one thing I wanted to talk about is if downtown is a tourist destination, or if it's becoming more so that way based off some of these businesses that we're seeing and some of the bigger projects, where is the touristy area going to be? Because Nashville, you have Broadway, right? Gatlinburg, you have the main strip or whatever. And those are the areas where the tourists hang out. The locals don't really hang out there as much. What's going to be that area for us? It's interesting to me that we have Proper Popcorn, Rocket Fizz. We didn't really talk about Fruit Jar Alley, but there's not much to talk about there. I just think that one's worth mentioning because it has that pop culture connection there. But I think it's interesting that you find those in Market Square. And then Fat Tuesday is just a block over. It's all in that core section of downtown Knoxville. And I think that makes sense. I think it makes sense that Market Square is having some more of these maybe tourist draws pop up, because we've talked about it before on another episode. It's all these previous episodes are giving us nice
kind of weave together.
it's coming together nicely. But we've talked about parking. People, especially the people that are coming from Farragut, these East Tennessee tourists, the one place that they know is Market Square Garage. And people know how to park at Market Square Garage. And people are familiar with Market Square. If you're unfamiliar with the city, I want to look for stuff that's close together. I want to look for places where I can walk and explore, you know, things and not have to get in my car and drive. Market Square is just that. I mean, it's built for walking around, and Market Square Garage, it wasn't built for tourists, but man, everybody from out of town seems to congregate and park there. And so I think it makes sense that Market Square area is where we're seeing some of these things pop up. And then the block right over, right? Fat Tuesday. Even like Mass General Store. I mean, that's a locals place too, but that is like a place I feel like a lot of people go.
It's a touristy spot. Yeah, you gotta go in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate to sit here and bring up Fat Tuesdays again for the upteenth time.
it's fine.
But
it's
a good example. In that episode that we talked about Open Container, there is that concern that people have is that could Knoxville turn into like a Beale Street in Memphis or a Broadway in Nashville, and you know Knoxville be put on the map as like a bachelorette or party city, I guess. And I said, no, we're still scruffy enough. I think that we have the strong support local mindset that we wouldn't evolve into that. However, I think if this current trend continues with Open Container possibly passing sometime in the future, that could spur even more like bars or alcohol centered businesses to open up in Market Square and Gay Street and kind of push sort of that local business scene out, and we could turn into something like that, like some sort of Nashville and Gatlinburg hybrid or something like that. And in that episode I also said, yeah, bring on the tourists, bring them in, but that could definitely change seeing what Knoxville's business scene could evolve into.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk here in a second about whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, some of these trends that we're noticing right now. You mentioned the possibility of, you know, more alcohol businesses coming into the area. Maybe think about it. Really, that's all there is now anyways. There's bars and restaurants. There's not too much retail that's going. I talked with Mobile, Alabama, the people down there, because they have an Open Container. They have some Open Container districts. And I kind of talked to them a little bit about how they established those and sort of what they've seen. And they said that they didn't really see like a massive, you know, exodus of retail, because there wasn't that much in the first place. And they didn't see like a massive influx of bars or restaurants because those were already there. It just allowed the existing businesses to have another option. If you're talking about Market Square and the bars down there, I mean, half of those bars are Scott West and Bernadette West and the West family. Even though those are very local bars, those concepts are so unique that I think those draw tourists too. I mean, people out of town. Again, if you search Google things to do in Knoxville, you type in best bars Knoxville, I'm pretty sure Preservation Pub is one of the first ones that pop up. So I think there is still a tourist draw there, even though that's not the intent. But yeah, I mean, thinking about, you know, Open Container, we should be super clear that we were told by the city that they're not going to pursue that because there was not enough support. And so there's nothing on the table right now. But I have heard from Scott that this is not the end of it. I'm sure it'll be brought up again at some point, like you said. Nothing official or nothing as of right now that we know of. But yes, a possibility perhaps in the future. And at least we know that interest is out there in some capacity. Talking about the tourists that are not out-of-state tourists, the people that you know, live nearby that maybe don't come into town that often unless there is a special event of some sorts. It seems like there's going to be a lot more special events coming up, specifically in the music scene. We have the Outpost Music Venue is coming to downtown Knoxville, which is right across the street, essentially a few blocks over from, you know, a couple hotels in downtown Knoxville. With that capacity that they have there, about a 500 capacity room, that has the ability to bring some people in from out of town. I think 500 capacity rooms, you don't think of that being as that much. You and I have done it. We went to Nashville to go see Twin Peaks at the Basement East, and Garrett Thompson and Kent Oglesby said that the Basement East is going to be a little bit of an inspiration for this venue. And being downtown, they imagined that they could get some heads and beds because of the acts that they could potentially bring.
Heads and beds. I like that.
Yeah. And not to, you know, and they're not even open yet, but I went down to their Outpost Outdoors concert series on Friday, and it wasn't incredibly packed. But just, I was thinking, okay, you have that series going on. You have this new Sunsphere Sunday series that's going to have St. Paul and the Broken Bones on Halloween. And you're going to have, what, Dawes and these other like well-known bands playing for $10 in World's Fair Park. I think they're partnering with Visit Knoxville and the state tourism on that to bring people into Knoxville. Again, hoping that it'll put heads in beds. $10 tickets, you can't beat that. So you have that series going on. You have the Outpost series going on. You have River Breeze Event Center coming, which is another one. I mean, you can compare River Breeze Event Center a little bit to a venue that I've been to in Asheville called, I think, the Salvage Yard or Salvage Station. I saw Keller Williams there earlier this year. Part of the reason I went there is because the venue was so cool. It's right on the river. It's kind of like this open concept. Exactly what River Breeze is trying to do. In fact, their first concert is going to be Keller Williams, kind of full circle. And that venue specifically, I think, has the ability to bring people in because I think a lot of reasons that people don't come downtown that live nearby is because they don't want to deal with the stress of downtown. Although us who hang out downtown know it's not that stressful.
No.
It's fairly easy to park and figure out, you know, everything that you need to enjoy your evening. But they're going to be picking people up at the parking garages, taking them to the music venue, taking them back with the shuttle service. And I think, you know, that is an example of something that's going to be able to accommodate people who maybe aren't as familiar with downtown Knoxville who want to come in and check out a show. So
yeah, we've hit a lot of points in this first segment of the podcast episode. Ryan and I are going to catch our breath here for a quick second, get you caught up on some of our latest headlines, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, is all this tourist a good or a bad thing? I know we sound kind of critical talking about these businesses and the future, but I think you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm very critical, but there's always a but, and so we're going to come back and talk about the but.
I'm Angela Dennis, reporter for Knox News. Here are the latest downtown headlines. Want to keep up with the latest news happening around town? Join the Urban Knoxville Facebook group to become part of the downtown discussion. You've heard about it on the Scruffy Stuff, but you can read more at knoxnews.com about the Spring Hill Suites plan for the Old City, but only if the stadium project is approved. Plus, can first-time entrepreneurs compete with downtown business empires? Read what downtown owners and experts had to say at knoxnews.com. The Big Ears lineup is finally here with experimental legends and up-and-coming stars announced for the 2022 event. Animal Collective, Moses Sumney, Kim Gordon, and Sparks are all set to perform. Visit knoxnews.com for more information and to see the full lineup. And to keep up with the work I'm doing, you can follow me at Angela D. Writes on Twitter or Angela Dennis Writes on Instagram. And now, back to the show.
So just to recap, we've talked about some of the big draws, right? And some of them we haven't even mentioned, ones that have been here forever. University of Tennessee football game is one, Tennessee Theater, Bijou Theater, all those places that typically draw people. But we've also talked about the new music venues that are coming. We have talked about the baseball stadium coming. And then we've talked about, of course, the little businesses, the Rocket Fizzes, the Proper Popcorns, places that we don't think.
The Selfie Studio's coming too.
Selfie Studio, that's an example. I mean, maybe locals would do a Selfie Studio once, but yeah. Again, it's one of those things like...
That's something that you do when you're on vacation somewhere.
A photo booth at the mall.
Yeah,
like you know,
or Gallenberg, all those old-time photo places.
Yeah. And so it's kind of the same thing. I could see that. Yeah, it's another example of perhaps a business that could be catered more towards tourists. And there are going to be two of those studios, so even more so. Another one. We're going to have to go out on the water here in just a little bit, do the Knoxville Cycle Boats. We're going to be perhaps the first people to give it a try.
Yeah, wow.
So check out over at knoxnews.com and see the video of us doing that. But that's another example. I mean, they're these guided tours where you pedal. I mean, where do you see those the most? You see people... I mean, maybe you see locals doing it sometimes, like in Nashville, but it tends to be like people that do those, you know, pedal taverns or people that want to see the city and want to explore that are in town and you know, want to drink and do something unique. Perhaps locals would do it. It would be kind of cool if we did it, got a group of 20 together. But
yeah, but it is a little pricey.
It is a little pricey.
It's and like, so $400 or something, right?
Well, and there you go. I mean, people who are on vacation, what, maybe more likely to spend money if you're already planning on going vacation. It's not something I'm going to do on a Tuesday during the week. You know, it's something that maybe tourists are going to do on the weekend. So we talked about some of these businesses, but now it's time to talk about, you know, whether or not this is a good or a bad thing. If we had Kim Bumpus on the podcast, have we had her before?
I don't think so, no.
From Visit Knoxville. I know what she would say. She would say, oh, great.
Absolutely. Bring him in.
Bring him in. And you know what? I'm going to say perhaps something similar. Knoxville is always changing. The definition of scruffy is always changing. But as a city grows, you can only keep it a secret for so long.
And we have such a huge influx of people moving here. Because it is becoming so desirable. And when these people move here, they bring their own influence and make their own stamp on this city.
Exactly. And I mean, you've seen this happen in Nashville. I don't know how long it's been that Broadway has been like the tourist destination, but there's obviously places that in Nashville are more local. We've been to them. We went to the Basement East and we hung out in East Nashville. Or when I go to Nashville, I enjoy hanging out in East Nashville more. So whether or not Market Square, Gay Street has more of these touristy you know, businesses, whether Knoxville has more tourist destination type businesses that pop up, I don't think that's going to, you know, kill the local vibe. I think it might just move it. It might just be that, hey, maybe Market Square and Gay Street becomes a little bit more like the Strip in Gatlinburg, becomes a little bit more like Broadway because it is the core of our downtown. It's where the marquee signs are, of course, you know, bright lights. That's where people are going to flock to. But man, we've talked about what Sevier Avenue going to look like in the next 5 years. We've had a whole podcast episode dedicated to that. We've had a whole podcast episode dedicated to what will the North Knoxville Broadway Central Corridor look like in the next 5 years. And I think we both agree that both of those areas are just going to grow exponentially. We're going to probably see more people moving down there. We're going to see new businesses. And, you know, those places are going to be more places that locals are going to want to spend more time hanging out in.
I'm going to echo exactly what you said. I think Market Square, Gay Street, those are still going to be really desirable places for you and I and everybody else to go to because they're great restaurants down there and great bars. But if this trend continues of lots of tourists continuing and these little kitschy storefronts opening up, well, so be it. You know, that's only good for the economy. It puts Knoxville on the map. But I also agree. I think maybe that local flavor is just going to move a little bit. You know, us locals, we're going to be going down to Sevier Avenue or we're going to go down to the food truck park on Central. And, you know, we talked on that episode. There's not a lot there right now. It's just kind of a food truck park and all the craft breweries. But I think so much empty land there. There's definitely going to be a lot of development in housing and as well as business along Sevier and North Knoxville, Old North Knoxville.
And so I guess to wrap up, I mean, the pro, I don't know. I mean, more tourists is good. I mean, the more exposure Knoxville gets, that's more money spent at downtown businesses. I mean, it's just simple math, right? I mean, you have everybody who lives in Knoxville spending their money versus everybody who lives in Knoxville plus all these tourists. Simple math tells you that, you know, there's going to be more money spent at downtown businesses, the more people there are to in town to spend money. And so that's a pro and also a pro, right? I mean, we could see some more expansion into areas like North Knoxville and South Knoxville if downtown becomes harder to start a business in or if downtown just becomes too much of a tourist destination to the point where people want to, you know, make things happen outside of downtown.
Yeah, and then the con, like we mentioned, it just loses its character. It's not that Market Square that we grew up knowing or the one that Ryan and I, we moved to 4 or 5 years ago. It's not the same it was anymore. And then, you know, like we said, the definition of scruffy is forever changing. And I think that's really the only con, but it is what it is.
But here's a pro for your con. Yeah, maybe it's losing its, it will maybe lose its character if it becomes more of a tourist destination, but other parts of Knoxville are going to gain more character. There's going to be places like North Knoxville and South Knoxville.
Yeah, those places will be more defined, you know, and that's a theme that we've talked about so many times on this podcast.
And I'll leave you with this. It's something that you've told me before. I think about Calvin, how often you and I hung out in Market Square when we first moved here and we don't do it anymore. Why? Because we've done it. I mean, there's situations like where, hey, we want to go to Prez Pub for a drink, but I mean, we used to be hanging out at Market Square all the time because it was new. It was exciting. You could walk around and do all these things. But once you've done them as a local, you realize that there's so many other places to explore.
We've been there. We've done that. And we want to go where the other locals are.
Right. And so, I mean, we've said it before. Market Square is the place where we've taken our parents, right?
Yeah.
It's the place where you can get, you know, if you're, it's a place where you can sightsee and see all the shops and do all that. And it's great to do maybe on a Sunday, but it's not somewhere that you hang out regularly, perhaps if you're a local, unless you're going to a specific business. It's not a place that you just go and explore so much after you've lived here for a while.
Right.
You've like, already explored it.
Yeah. If I really need something from Urban Outfitters or something, then I'll go downtown.
Right.
Or whatever other store. If I need something outdoorsy, go to Mass General Store. If I have a need. Or maybe somebody's having a birthday and I want to get them a bag of popcorn or some chocolate from Rocket Fizz or something. Right. You know, it's convenient. It's there, but it's not what's drawing me.
Right. It's not as much of an impulse kind of buy place as it was when we first moved here. It was when we first moved here because we wanted to go in every business and check it out. And it is for people that are here as tourists because it's a great place to walk around and explore. Now it's a place, at least for us and probably for a lot of locals, that you go there and you say, hey, I want a beer at Preservation Pub. And you go to Preservation Pub. And then that's it. Or maybe you say, I want to go to a couple of places in Market Square, and you go there and that's it. Not too much walking around. So the point that I'm trying to make is, yeah, Market Square maybe seems like it's changing to us, but maybe it really hasn't. maybe the character hasn't changed. I mean, maybe it's just, you know, we've changed. We've been in Knoxville long enough that we've been there and we've done that. And you know, there are these couple of businesses that are popping up, like the Rocket Fizz and the Proper Popcorn. You know, those are popping up not because Market Square changed, but perhaps because the rest of Knoxville is changing. There are more of these big draws, and so they want to pop up there. So is it going to lose its character? I don't know. It might just change a little bit. I think it's hard for Market Square to lose its character because there's only so much you can really do there. I think the only thing that's going to change dramatically about Market Square is maybe the types of businesses that are there, but it's not like it's going to be, like, you know, crazy different compared to what it used to be. It just might, you know, cater a little bit more to tourists, which is what I think is happening.
Yeah, and I think we need to keep in mind everybody experiences Knoxville differently. You and I kind of experience it the same way in our capacity as journalists and as just some hipsters, I guess. I don't know. But let us know what you think. How do you feel about these businesses and developments downtown? You can reach out to me on Instagram at Knoxville Photo.
And you can reach out to me on Instagram at Knox Scruff. And I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to, I know I mentioned it earlier in the podcast, but Harold Golson from Knoxbox Karaoke really got me thinking about this the other day when I talked to him for that downtown business owners, portfolio players versus little guys story. I know he mentioned that he listens to the podcast, and we've kind of hinted a little bit before here and there about whether or not Knoxville was turning into a Gatlinburg or whether or not Knoxville was turning into a Nashville. And we talked a lot about that the other day, and it really got it, you know, on the top of my mind to maybe dedicate a whole podcast episode to this. So, you know, if you have any thoughts like Harold does about stuff that might make for a good podcast episode, of course, reach out to us, you know, using that contact information that we just provided, or reach out to us on Instagram, our handles, again, Knox Scruff and at Knoxville Photo. And if you do not subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening on, just hit that like or subscribe button. It'll give you a notification every time a new episode drops, which is on Mondays. But sometimes we might have a little bonus episode here and there. So be sure that you follow so you can not miss those. And also be sure that you subscribe to KnoxNews.com. That is what supports the podcast. KnoxNews.com/subscribe will be the place where you can see all of our latest deals, sign up to support local journalism, and get access to not just the stories I write, the photos that Calvin takes, but all of the wonderful stories that our talented journalists here at Knox News are working on, from, I mean, local politics to concerts to food to sports, downtown to sports. Yeah. I mean, anything you could possibly want to know about East Tennessee, you find it at KnoxNews.com. We just need that support, which is really easy. I think it's just $1 for 6 months right now. So you can't beat that. KnoxNews.com/subscribe. Long story short, too long, didn't read. Tourists are coming. Unavoidable. You know, there's these big concepts that are coming in that are going to draw people in. And it seems like there are some concepts on a smaller scale that are going to support those folks. So that about does it for us. We're going to go hit the water. Like we said, go check out these Knoxville cycle boats. So be sure that you check out that video on KnoxNews.com, and be sure you come back next week to hear what we're talking about next.
And keep in mind, stay scruffy.